share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. We'd do just about anything for our parents, even if it means not being able to splurge on our guilty pleasures for the month because we paid off our parents' much-needed medical bill or medication. But not all hold the same value. Viral on Facebook, a video of an old Pakshik asking his son for RM100 to pay for his new hearing aid, before being given the cold shoulder, moved netizens to tears. Here is the video of the incident. https://world.com/wp-content/uploads/2022/01/271853600_1116781444207841_83109120965108408000_n.mp4. Man. Son's name. I want to tell you that my hearing aid needs repairing. I've asked the shop and they said that the cost for repair is RM100. At this point the son asked why was the amount so expensive and that he had other things to care for like his daily meals, fuel and more. You are my only son, I don't have anyone to go to with this. At this point a bystander witnessing the incident approached the Pakshik, offering him a free meal. But he refused. Later in the video, a lady began speaking to the Pakshik, offering him the assistance he needed. Don't worry Pakshik. Here is RM100 for you, to fix your hearing aid. Expressing his gratitude, the Pakshik shared that he came to the current location trying to fix his hearing aid, thinking that his son could help him in his time of need. Bursting into tears, he said, I came with the help of my neighbor. I asked my son to help me but he refused, giving him more than what he needed. The two ladies likened the man to their late father and said that it was not a problem helping him out with not only his hearing aid repairs but also whatever expenses he needed at the time. Kudos ladies. Also read. Guilt-stricken 62-year-old thief returns to Singapore and surrenders after fleeing to Malaysia 14 years ago. Source. Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.